Let it be known that your tithe and offerings are important to you. Okay. I've been a tither since I became a Christian. It's very important that you do not be harassed about paying your tithe or giving your tithes and your offering or your seed. You don't need to be harassed by it because it's not real if you're harassed about it. So that's why I don't go through a lot of motion about how much you're supposed to give. And 14 of y'all, I see 14 bringing 1,000. I never use that. That's why you give so cheerfully and willfully here, because you're not being bothered. I'm not trying to make you give. You have to have a revelation of giving. What I said? And you have to have a revelation of the seed, and that's between you and God. Okay? So that's why we don't, every now and then we might read a scripture, but we just want you to be able to, the Bible said God love a what?
Cheerful
giver. And you can't be cheerful if you got pressure on you all the time. You know, you're thinking about paying this, and giving this, what should come first? Well, if you get to walking with God, you recognize that you got to sow your way out. I sold my way out of debt. I sold my way out of lack. And I've been an example here for you that is, and God gave us money coming. No church in the world can deny money coming, because if I stand up, money coming. Every pastor that is connected to me in David Church, Dan Church, Scott Church, et cetera, Jeremiah, et cetera, Carwin, when they stand up, people start sowing. Their people have gotten free from the bondage of arm being twisted about giving. Now, you give here freely. You don't have no problem. Nobody begging you. Nobody beating on you. Nobody said you're going to hell if you don't give. It's an opportunity for you. And I see that you all respected people online. They respected, and they are being respected by not. I know we need to know scripture. There's 8 members online. I know that scripture said we need to train you. I will train you. We got the Prosperity Revival coming up. I'm going to train extensively in the Prosperity Revival, how to have supernatural debt cancellation. Man, $500,000 home, the man testified on last Sunday that it's paid for. But he has been given, and been with his ministry 27 years. So keep doing what you're doing, because everybody got beat you across the head. And then if you're in a meeting and somebody say, I see 15 people giving $8,000, just get your purse and call your car and tell it start. Don't be taken with all these things. You got a lot of stuff on TV. They telling you, I see the Lord. The Lord going to heal your body if you send $500. No, we're not doing that. That's not right. The Lord will heal you without the $500. See, so I want y'all to be wise about that. You're in a church that training you how to handle your money. Don't be giving your money away because somebody said, thus said the Lord. Did the Lord say anything to you? He said, y'all keep them people hand out of your purses and your wallet. Come on, y'all help her clap. I'm protecting y'all. So quite sure, I'm going to close with this. Tithes and offering are from God. Sowing seeds are from God. He will supernaturally finance you if you obey his word. I tell you that as an apostle finances, he will supernaturally bless you if you hear his word. I have people all the time saying, the man, the gentleman who visited, he come put a hunk of money up there. Stack of money. Man rolled a stack of money last week, him and his wife, to this first fruit. I never talk too much on first fruit. But if you frame your finances with the will of God, you're going to be well financed. Y'all hear me? Now, oh, I ain't going to go this far. Some of y'all living from paycheck to paycheck now. Don't raise your hand. That shouldn't be. Not in this church. The anointing is too strong and the teaching is too strong. You need to be out of debt, not living from paycheck to paycheck. Set the check there and know you meant to touch it. Oh, I forgot to cash this check. Now, you sit here and tell me you don't like that. You lying. You would like to have a check that you forgot to check, cash. See, you're in the right place, this ministry. It's not about money, it's about God. But the Bible said, it is God that gives us power to get wealth. Right? How many, any of y'all got anything against the power to get wealth? No. And so a lot of old teaching had to be dealt with. But I declare and decree, everybody under the sound of my voice, you're totally out of debt. Your heart desire, things you really have in your heart. God said he'll give you the desire of your heart. He wants you to get all of him, and then he'll give you all of that. All right? So I speak blessing on everybody in the sound of my voice here, online. The money comes as anointing. Rest on you. Revelation of how to do it rests on you. And it is done. In Jesus' name, amen.